Oh yeah, guys, welcome back to the show. Welcome back to Hub Post Talk. I'm Pedro Garcia.
I am Jason Nunez.
And this is episode 5 of Hub Post Talk. What's going on, guys? How are you guys doing tonight?
I hope everyone's doing great, man. How are you doing tonight, man?
You know what? Yeah, that's right. But I care about our people more.
True.
Been a while back. No, I'm doing all right, man. It's just another night, you know? Another night of a podcast. How about you, man? What's going on?
I mean, same shit, different smell. You know what I'm saying? We did take a week off. You know what I mean? We had to take care of some business, but we're back. That's all that matters.
Wow, man. It seems like you're a little bent out of shape about that week off, man. Wow.
No, not at all. No, I could use the reset. I could use the mental reset. No.
No, but, you know, as always, we're live from Frank's Pizzeria over here in North Bergen, New Jersey.
Bam, 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 bam.
A whole bunch of air horns. Hell yeah! No, you know, we have a few topics to talk about. You know, you want to start off anything? You want to?
Well, congratulations to Union City High School. Union City, holla.
I was watching the game too, man. There was a lot. It was tough, man. It's hard for refs from certain towns to see kids with tattoos win a game. If you know what I'm saying.
I know that's right.
Yeah. But no, they pulled it through, man. Fucking
was it a defense. Good game?
It was a good game, man. It was very exciting. You know, it was two teams actually, you know, skill teams. You know, Union City actually made it. Union City just runs the ball, bro. Just run it down your fucking throat,
just
man.
Like ground which and pound.
It's a hard-nosed football, which I like it a lot.
Who was the opponent?
I forgot what they were called, man.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Union City won, though. That's right, dog. Is that how you do it, you? Oh, man. Nah, that's pretty cool, though, man. It's about that time, though, man. It's getting cold again.
It is.
It's about that time.
It's my favorite time of the year, brother. Yeah, remember?
Walking around in the cold looking for parties.
Oh,
back
my
in the
God,
day.
Yes.
Remember? I don't know if you guys remember that. That was an era.
That was a weekly thing, too. It needed to start Friday.
Yeah.
I remember mostly it being on Friday, though. Not too much on Saturday.
No, Friday because it's right after school. Right after school. And you know what's most disturbing about that? Like, you didn't even have to have plans.
No. You would find something.
You would just walk around and find something, which is pretty crazy.
And there was, like, a whole schedule. It's like you get out of school, you go and get your hair cut, you come back, you figure out your outfit, you meet up with your boys, and then boom. You just walk around.
Damn, man. Putting on the outfit, getting fresh, using your dad's cologne, and then he screams at you.
Yep.
Why are you using my cologne, you idiot? You're not getting no pussy, you know?
For real. No. And it's like, yo, come on, man. You're wasting all of my jupe.
Yeah. All of your ocean spray.
All of my cool waters, bro. Come on, man.
There you go. That was the one.
My Dracar Noir, dude. Can you chill?
That are the curves.
Dog, the curve days, man.
Oh, my God, bro. Remember everybody was... I used to wear curve a lot. The axe curve combination.
There was an actual thing?
No, he was like,
he would spray both.
He'd put axe body spray and then put a whole bunch of curve. He's like, bro, that's what gets the girls going.
That's
like,
diabolical.
I'm like, bro, how about you just take a shower?
Right.
Just fucking scrub your body with soap, dude.
Nah, he took a Puerto Rican shower instead.
I'm Puerto Rican.
I could say that.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, word. That's what's up, man. I thought you were Dominican.
I thought you were going to say Arabic.
No. Well.
You see what I mean?
My comedic brain went somewhere. And I got to.
Do it. Say
no,
it.
No. This is a podcast about, you know, our grown up.
Sometimes I forget.
And yeah. No, but it's It's fun, man. It was fun, dude. That's the first time I ever got introduced to drinking. I didn't understand it, but I saw it.
Damn. The first time? First time I drank, at a party?
Yeah. First time I saw alcohol, like, at a party was, like, through a water bottle. Like, it was red. It was like a Gatorade with vodka, and I was what is that? He was like, oh, it's juice. And
it's that good shit.
And I drank, bro, a big-ass gulp, and my... bro, I could talk to any girl.
You got that liquid courage, man.
I had no problem asking a girl to dance. After that, before that, I'd be like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
After that, bro, I was like, my lady.
May I interest you in a libation?
Yeah. Would you like to grind against me on the wall?
Like, no, little boy. No, move. Little I'm waiting for the real
bro,
ones.
That's how it was. But, bro, I was a little kid. Like,
We started early, man. Started young.
Yeah, dude. You know what's so funny? Like, I was always quiet in high school, and then seeing people in my class were like double taking me at the party drinking. They're like,
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'm trying to be a loser too.
I think I was the same way. I was relatively quiet. In class.
I wasn't like a cool kid, man. I didn't care.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I was always into my own thing.
Like, did you go to prom? I didn't go to prom.
I went to my prom, yeah.
I didn't go to my prom.
My senior year, I went to a different school, though. I think we spoke about it briefly on the other podcast.
We did, right?
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I went to mine. It was interesting night, that one. I don't know if I should
say it. Come on, man. You set the stage up twice.
You got to perform, man.
At some point,
I
man.
Because I got a lot of stories, man. I'm a degenerate.
Dude, we are one in the same. No, that's why
you
got to
spill some beans, too, man.
I feel like I've spilled somewhat.
No, you didn't spill shit, man. I'm over here. I'm cutting my wrist over this podcast. You're over here like, really? Yeah, fuck out of here, bro.
No, I get that. I get what you mean, though, because, like, yeah, I agree. There's a lot of things that I cannot say. But, like,
bitch. Fucking say them, dude.
Nah, bro. Andre's going to be tight.
I'm kidding. No, that's exactly why. No, just, you know, I was a wild bull back then.
So what happened? You Eiffel Towered someone?
No, might
like
as
he's
well.
He's biting his cuticle.
Might as well have done that. No, things get wild on prom night. And it's just, right.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Well, things get wild before prom, and then you're looking across the table like,
remember that?
Yeah, remember that? Now we're with different people.
Things happen after prom as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like prom was like the prerequisite.
Mm, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
Not me in particular, because
marriage, Jason.
Oh Lord, no! I am a virgin.
Oh, we all are, aren't we all? Right.
We're all saints.
Yes, but yeah. So what went on with prom? What's
why
going
didn't
on
I go? It was mainly like for one, I didn't want to spend money on renting a suit. I didn't want to figure out how to get there.
Yeah,
I was like, all right, I don't even like the teachers that much, so. I'm good. Damn. But, like, I missed out on, like, hanging out with all of my friends and stuff like that. And seeing everybody dressed up. Like, I missed out on that. But
you couldn't wait for the fashion. You missed the fashion.
I guess
get out of here, bro.
I mean, did I miss anything? I mean,
It was like it's a
fake-ass Met Gala.
It's a quinceañera, basically,
right,
bro. Like,
right.
It was just a guy, like, put your hands up.
Oh, DJ?
And I'm there, like,
yeah,
like, I can't wait to go home.
Everybody's drinking cider.
Yeah, nobody. Like, dude. Yeah, I knew there's. I was sitting with the degenerates at the prom table for some reason. I don't know how I ended up there, but everybody was on ecstasy. So everybody was there sitting at the table just
rolling.
Yeah. And I'm there sober as a bird. I'm like, this is fucking whack, bro. I should have fucking stayed.
That sounds fun.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun to be. It was fun to for the situation I was in, because in my head I was like, oh, you're a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems as though you had like one mission in high school. You keep referring to that.
Get as much pussy. Absolutely.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. It just happened. Ah. I wasn't. Yeah, I was on the low, man. I wasn't really like, woo.
Yeah. Like, look at me. Yeah, it was more like, hey, keep it on the low.
Yeah, hey, let's. Yeah.
You didn't kiss and tell.
I like playing baseball and hanging out with my hood rat friends.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing. Yeah.
Well, I mean, shit, from what I remember in high school, it's like that wasn't a problem at all, like for a lot of people. Like, people still got ahead with all of that being known, if you know what I mean.
They got ahead. exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it was, you know, yeah.
I mean, there were athletes getting brain on the stairways. Can I say that?
I got a handy in the auditorium.
You see what I mean? Like, that was, I feel like that's like
and
everywhere.
And it was the
though.
Lunch lady. Like, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
No, he's not.
I'm kidding. Extra chicken patties.
It was actually a teacher. Not me.
Yeah. Well, Jason, you know, with time you'll get there.
yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It, Yeah, I got caught though.
You got caught?
Not by a teacher, another student, and I thought she was gonna rat on me, so I stopped. I was like, oh. God, get your hand out of my sweats, lady. I don't know you. I was like, who is this lady?
Ma'am.
Ma'am.
Please stop.
Ma'am. This isn't. Ma'am, that is my penis. Let go of it at once. So that's what I did.
Mm.
Yeah. North Bergen, baby.
I mean, shit. North Bergen had its exciting times.
Yeah.
The pep rallies were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember sneaking out. And smoking right before it.
Yeah.
You know, like you go out.
Pride.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I was just there in the stands, just high as hell. I wasn't really like cheering. And also, my sister was in the color guard. Jaleesa, I'm sorry for saying this, but she was in the color guard. She was there flipping poles with and all that shit. I'm like, yo, that's my sister, bro.
Yo, she there like,
looking mad cool
like
and
a
shit.
Kung Fu master with hell a bow staff,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's dope. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like pep rallies that much because they made you wear your jerseys. I fucking hated that.
That's right. You were an athlete.
Athlete. Yeah. No.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. But no, I mean, I hated wearing the jerseys. I hated doing that because there was always like this chick that the chick you didn't want wearing your jersey wanted to wear your jersey.
Is that how it was?
Yeah, yeah. Every time, dude. And I hated it because next thing you know, I got people coming up to me. Yo, are you a fucking... And I'm like, no.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, yeah. But me being the guy I am, I was like, sure. I'm crushing on your friend heavy, but I'll give you my jersey and make it seem like we're fucking instead. That's cool.
If this gets my foot in the door, I bet here.
Yeah.
Look at her friend like, see?
Yeah.
See what I did?
Oh, I'll stick more than my foot in that door, if you know what I mean. No,
yeah,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
We're having fun, folks.
Hell yeah.
This is a podcast. This is a comedy podcast. You know, you got a comedian and you got a fucking personality here. Yeah. He ain't no fucking dipshit.
I mean, I can be.
Yeah.
But no, I like to think I'm not.
Yeah. We could tell people, we picked them up from Bergenline on the barbershop.
Yeah. Like on a random ass night. Like, hey. You look like a degenerate.
Yeah, yeah. And you met me at a horrible show in a bar.
What did you think about that show? Did you think it was bad?
Which one?
The show that... Wait, what show are you talking about?
No, I'm saying like you guys found me at a shitty show at a bar like
Joe. Oh.
What do you mean? I wasn't shitting on the HUD Post comedy show. That was an absolute success.
It was HUD Post. Oh,
yeah. It was good.
Oh, yeah, it was good,
it was
man.
A fire-ass show, bro.
It was great. Yeah.
I found nothing. Never mind.
What?
No, nothing.
Dude, you're on fire today, bro.
I can't.
Why
I can't
not?
Because no.
Oh my god.
No. It's different. It's different when you're in a.
I don't like this.
I don't
like the censored side of Pedro.
No, it's not censored. It's for my future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. No. Fair no. There was, you know, a hot crowd. If you know what I mean.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. You snorted a line off the.
No. Whoa. What the fuck, man? This is a big. A lot of people. At least the first 15 minutes.
For real. For real. Everything after that is.
Yeah. Everything after that is.
Space. All up in the air.
Yeah. Good. We should have waited. Then after
that's
that,
if people get
I could
this
tell
far.
You how I wanted to.
Yeah. No, but we can't.
That was an awesome show, man. Yeah. I had fun and shit like that. My sister was laughing the loudest.
Who? I don't think I know your sister. Did your sister go to North Bergen?
Yeah, she did. She did.
What
she
year
did
she graduate?
3 years after me. So I
think. Oh, she's younger than you. Then
yeah,
no,
yeah,
never mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm the oldest, bro. I'm the I'm the pioneer.
How many siblings do you have?
I have a younger sister and a younger brother. My brother's like 23 now, 22. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, man. I'm an old fuck.
Oh, please.
Yeah, dude.
Are you even in your 30s yet?
Yeah, I'm 33.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
Oh wow, you look 25.
Oh man, that's mad cute. Look at this guy. Wait, he's lying. He didn't mean that.
No. You definitely look younger than 33.
So. Oh, thanks, bro. Keep,
you're welcome.
Keep the compliments coming.
You're welcome. No. That's what I'm here for, man.
No. Fucking, how old are you, man? What, like fucking 32?
He's being kind.
No, for real.
I'm Well, you know I'm older than you.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. All right, don't say it.
I was about to say 35. No, I'm 34.
Oh, bro, what the hell? You're 2 years old? You're 1 year older than me, bro.
Yeah,
you're not even, you don't even look that shit, dude.
Turning 35 in January.
Welcome to a HUD Post Talk, where me and Jason give compliments to each other.
We're very fond of each other, if you guys. We're sweet on each other.
Well,
if you
let's
tell by now.
Take it easy. You know, one kid's.
You got to take me out to dinner first, pal.
Hey, yo. Whoa, dog. I'm the bad bitch in this situation.
Nah. You're the sugar daddy.
No, you got to wine me and dine me.
No,
dude.
I'm the one that's going to be posting on
Instagram.
You know
how many dudes are going to be like, yo, pause.
I know.
Dudes that fight for New York dudes. Def Jam fight for New York dudes.
You know, the people that like puppets.
Oh, man. I knew it. You see, man.
What?
What did I do?
I'm not going to clip this one. So you're safe, my boy. I'm not going to say anything.
We got to ride the same wave, bro.
What wave, man? He's not doing anything no more. I didn't even want that to come out like that.
Yes. Yes.
That wasn't even on purpose, dude. Yeah, he's not saying.
Of course. It was natural.
Yeah.
It was just natural.
It's just the truth,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, why beat a dead horse?
Oh, God.
No.
Why kick a man while he's down?
Yeah, who cares? It's I don't know. It's not him. It's definitely not him. It's the boys.
Yes, exactly.
It's the boys.
It's the minions.
Yeah, but it's fine. They stop, bro. They don't care. Nobody cares. I don't care.
I know you're watching.
No, either. It's all right, man. Tune in, bro. We're just having fun. And matter of fact, if you guys ever have anything you guys want to talk about, which I'm gonna start doing. Well, we're gonna start doing putting on stories like, hey, what topics you want to talk about?
Yeah, talk about
HUD Post.
Mainly Hudson County related. Anything in Hudson County that you feel like you want us to shed light on, let us know. We'll
talk about it. And we'll riff about it, and then you know, get back to whatever you guys want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll be as articulate as we can about it.
And censored.
No, I'm being censored for my own grade. I'm not censoring for the public. Public stuff I'll get crazy about. Uh-huh. I don't care. But when it comes to me and my peace, I'm gonna protect it.
Fair, 100%. I am an advocate for that.
Yes.
I'm sorry if you felt like I compromised that.
No, absolutely, dude. Comedians are constantly compromising on every podcast I'm on. Yeah, and I do compromise myself. It's just this one. I feel like it's gonna get has a little more. Yeah.
No, I get it.
Yeah. No, dude. Yeah, of course, man. I can't.
All right. Well, speaking of Hudson County news, recently Jersey City was ranked number one in places to live.
Well.
And Hoboken number two.
Wow. Well, there you go. Hey, wait, like in the world?
I highly doubt that.
The United States?
Yeah.
You heard me?
Well, not even the U.S.
Oh, just Jersey?
Probably, yeah. I mean, yeah. Jersey City and anywhere in the U.S.? Well.
Well, if it's Jersey City,
it's ranked, debatable.
I don't know. I think Jersey City is dope to be in. You
know? I think. I mean, I know. I love Jersey City.
Yeah, you live there, right?
I live in Jersey City. Yeah.
I would like to move there, but not. I can't anymore.
Why?
Because I like parking. And
parking.
Yeah.
I thought you said partying.
Oh yeah, I like partying, so I don't go near bars.
No. Yeah, it makes sense. You know, you try to protect your peace.
No, it's not even that. That's why I don't live in Jersey City, because I'm protecting my peace. If I live in Jersey City, I'd be having fun.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, I got something stuck in my. Yeah.
Allergy season. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, Jersey City being number one, I could sort of agree with that, because there's a lot of culture in Jersey City.
In the summertime in Jersey City?
I mean, fun all year out? Round. Yeah, all year round, honestly.
I even think they allow. Don't quote me on this. Drinking outside, like walking around, like in that little strip that people walk around.
Oh, Newark Ave, yeah, like Newark in the downtown Ave, area.
I think they're planning on making that a designated area where people could walk around with drinks and shit.
That'd
like that.
Be
like
amazing.
Back in COVID days.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which were great.
Pretty chill.
I mean, rest in peace to everybody that died from COVID.
Yeah.
But
yeah, got in a lot of trouble during COVID.
2020 was fun for me.
Yeah, I got in a lot of trouble. A lot of whoo.
There he goes again. You guys
see man? This is why it just kind of.
I'm got, not bringing
come
anything
on, come
up.
Come on, Diablo dude. Radio. Because, like, Diablo Radio. Fuck it. Yo, if you got this far, If you got this far, I got a podcast called Diallo Radio where it's the nitty gritty for real, real raw comedy. I have my other comedian buddies come on. We talk real shit. There's no me like, oh, can't talk about that because it's going to end in my relationship. So there's none of that. But, you know, Jason's going to come on and we could really have like a real swell time with the fellas.
Then we'll really be unhinged.
Yeah.
I thought this was bad.
No. This is fun too. But like, you know, it has a little base to it. So that's why I don't want to get too crazy with my person.
You don't want to ruin the foundation.
Exactly. And my relationship. But yeah.
I agree with Jersey City being number one.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of great food. There's a lot of great things to do in Jersey City. It's a gorgeous place to live in. Hoboken being number two, I don't know. I feel like I can argue that.
Yeah, why?
I guess maybe I'm just being biased. I'm just not the biggest fan of Hoboken.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, no. At all.
Yeah. Hoboken was fucking fun when,
do you wanna know why?
When I was a kid.
When it was what?
When I was a kid, when I first turned 21.
Oh, yeah, dollar beers?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, remember man, that shit, dude?
I remember going to Hoboken with $30 and having a night.
Dude, you'll get bombed.
Having a night.
You get bombed.
Wow, man. Mm-hmm.
Those were the days. Oh, it was, man. Green Rock on Tuesdays.
Yep.
And it was Bahama Mamas on Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah. I can't believe I did that, man. Dude, I remember.
Oh, it was gross.
I remember getting so fucked up at Green Rock, dollar bills all night, going to school the next day. Bro, I fell asleep on the couch in the middle of the lobby. I was there for 4 hours, knocked out, woke up, went to class, and no headache, nothing. God forbid I have two beers now.
Wow, dude, that's crazy. That's nuts. You just knocked out for 4 hours.
Yeah, man,
you
had like 15 beers because dollar beers.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, man, dude. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. And then next thing you know, they brought out the shots because it was $4
green
shots.
Tea. Green tea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my girlfriend had green tea shots the other night. She came home. She's like, I had green tea. I was like, what are you, fucking 12? What's wrong with you?
Grow up. She's like, take them off. Yeah. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pégame, pero no me castigues.
That's why you can't be drinking whiskey before these podcasts.
Hell nah. Or you should.
Yeah, bro.
This guy was submissive.
Yo.
Those were the days, dog. Those were the days. Bahama Mamas is not there anymore.
Bahama Mamas?
Yeah, Bahama Mamas every Thursday, bro.
Oh, man. I remember my boy, bro. Every time we went to Hoboken, my boy would hook up with the oldest lady at the bar. He was
on a mission.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say his name, but if you watch this, you dog. Oh man, and he would do this thing, bro. Especially Bahama Mamas, I hated it so much because it would draw all the attention to us. we'd be fucked up in the bar, like just chilling and walking through the dance floor, and out of nowhere he'd raise his glass and go, "Woo!
Oh, come on!"
And everybody would turn around and look at us and just go. Like, yo, like,
is that your boy?
Is that your boy? And I'm there, like, meanwhile, he's making out with a 50-year-old lady in the corner.
Oh, oh man. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, she's bad. I'm taking her home. I'm like, you're bugging, bro. Well, that's
hilarious. Because I've had I've been around those kind of guys as well.
Yeah, I am that guy.
No,
I am Batman.
Where is she? Where is she?
Where is she?
How old is she? Is she a... I want the Donya.
Oh, man. We're having fun, folks.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, I know. I do this.
That was fucking good.
Oh, man.
But, yeah. Bahama Mamas, man. Those
Bahama Mamas
was
the shit,
Green
man.
Rock was the days,
oh,
bro.
Dude, so many memories of that fucking bar, bro.
And I used to go to Hoboken up until the age like 24, 25. After that, I was like, okay,
that's exactly the same age. When I turned 25, I was like, all right, I'm done with this place. I started like going to clubs more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I feel like that has something to do with the crowd in Hoboken being somewhat of a college crowd. Because when you reach 25, 26, you feel like you're past that.
When I was 25, I remember being at a bar in Hoboken and be like, this is not.
Yep.
Yeah, like, I don't care how cheap the drinks are. I'm not going to get stepped on my sneakers 15 times. It's so packed. And there's no room to chill. You can't hear your friends. I'm like, all right. 25 is like when you start getting older. I'm like, all right, let's go to get some hookah and chill. And
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah. That's so true.
Yeah.
And also, once they started charging like covers and stuff like that,
I am not paying a cover
to get into a bar in any local bar in Hudson County. I don't care.
No way. I don't think they do covers anymore, though.
I think they do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 100%, man.
That's why I stay in. Well, I do comedy in Jersey City.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like if there's like an event going on, then yeah, they'll probably do that.
Yeah.
Like, if, when you perform in Jersey City and stuff like that, do they charge at the door?
No.
Really?
No. Nah, well, my show, yeah, Under the Boot, yeah, we charge.
Okay.
But we used to charge. Now it's a free show. But
Say no more.
now we're taking a little sabbatical right now. They're doing construction downstairs. Mm. So I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a completely different layout. So, yeah.
Really? Changing everything?
Yeah, yeah. They're doing something downstairs. It's going to be, like, different. So
I want to visit that place. I hear a lot of good things about it.
No, it's dope.
Yeah.
Under the Boot is dope. Under the Boot is a great time. So if you want to go down there, it's just a fucking fun time. But but as far as Pet Shop, there's every first and third Thursdays, there's a free comedy show there.
I like Pet Shop.
Yeah. And
Thursday?
First and third Thursdays. First and third Thursdays of the month, there's a comedy show down there.
So is there going to be one on this Thursday, Thanksgiving?
Not this one, but the next one.
Okay.
Cuz there was a there was one last week, I believe. I was at one the 16th, so that's the third Thursday. I think the next one is December 7th. December 7th is the next Pet Shop, Crockpot Comedy.
All right. Yeah. You going to perform?
Yeah, I usually go up. Yeah, if I'm not booked anywhere else, I'll go over there and I'll hang out. It's like everybody performs, all the comics from around Jersey City and the city. Go and do
it. Cool, I'll go check it out. Yeah.
You should come hang out. I'll let you know. We usually hang out at a bar called Lucky's after.
Lucky Sevens?
Yeah. That's our place.
Been there plenty of times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dope, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my favorite bars in downtown.
Favorite bar. Yeah.
Word up, dude. Yeah, word up.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's away from everything. The coolest people go there, you know.
That's our hangout spot. That's where we feel at home. Everywhere else, they're like,
Yeah. But it just can't be one of those nights, man.
What do you mean? Oh no, it could more. It could absolutely turn into one of those nights.
We gotta prevent that. No,
at any second. No, it depends. I usually take off sometimes
when you know it's getting real.
When I know it's a crockpot night, I'm like. I might take off that Friday, so I don't have to deal. Cause like we go hard. Every night at midnight, you'll see. Every night at midnight, if you go to Lucky's, you'll find the comedian there.
Oh no, for sure.
Himself or with another group of comedians, just chilling.
I feel like every once in a while, you have to have one of those nights. You got to remain sane.
I had one of those nights.
You see,
last week at Crockpot.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
You ever been to what's the name of that place? Barge In.
Hmm?
Barge In. You ever been to Barge In?
Yeah. Late night?
Real ones know. Yeah. The real ones know about Barge In. Yeah, yeah. The pool table right there.
Yeah, exactly.
All the Frank Sinatras and Marilyn Monroe's.
A little hint of almost getting stabbed in the air.
Yeah.
Anything could happen there. Motherfuckers got shot in there before.
Really? I believe it. There's like a residual homelessness in there too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. There is also an after hour spot that's literally a basement.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where it is, but I've been there plenty of times, and almost every time I go there, I'm like, I gotta get my life together.
Where is it?
It's somewhere in downtown, like somebody's house. It's like an after hours.
Somebody's house.
It's literally somebody's house. It's the basement where people fucking party, and I'm there. Like, you see people from all ages, like from fucking 40 to fucking early 20s.
So it's not necessarily a venue, it's someone's house.
It's somebody's house and it's like an after hours club.
Oh no, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty wild. Pretty wild if you go. And I'm there with like a whole bunch of white comedians and I'm there.
They're scared and shit.
Yeah, they're not from there. They're from fucking from
Pedro, are we gonna be okay?
And shit. They're from fucking Wyoming and shit. They're not from Jersey City or Hudson County in any way. So they're like, this is great. And yeah, and I'm literally scoping
this
the room.
This is a culture shock. Yeah, oh, my God.
I'm there scoping the room. I'm seeing drug dealers I knew from when I was a kid. I'm like, these guys are so chill here.
You're on your P's and Q's.
All your
friends are having fun. You're in the corner just like.
Yeah. Literally, dudes that recognize me. Yo, you used to play ball. And I'm like,
yo, what's up, bro?
Let's go. What are you doing here? I'm like, I'm a comedian. I'm a comedian, so I stay up this late now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. I just hope that the Jersey City bar scene doesn't turn into the Hoboken bar scene.
It would never, man. There's too many weirdos in Jersey City.
Exactly.
Which I'm one of them. And I roll with them. And we're very strong. There's no way.
Y'all roll deep.
Yeah, yeah. No, there's a lot of, and that's the culture of Jersey City. That's the way it is.
It's
not going to change. There's never going to be a time.
Yes.
I mean, there's bars there that try to. Like, there's two big bars that
bring
in, like you know,
the Hoboken crowd.
Cool people. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Two of them. But the rest of them, the little bars, nah.
We exactly know what bar it is. We just don't want to tarnish the bar. We don't want to,
I'm cool with the owners also. So let me not say nothing.
I'm cool with the bouncers. They let me in without paying a cover.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. But, yeah, no, there's a lot of little bars there that still hold that cool vibe to it, you know.
Yeah,
you're not gonna find any IPAs and those little bars.
Which bars? In Jersey City,
Keyhole and shit like that.
You're not gonna find IPAs.
Well, you know what I mean, like fucking, like they know the hops and the.
Oh, like
what, like
well, yeah, like the barcade bartenders and exactly, stuff like that. Yeah, no, you're not really gonna find, like Keyhole is just a dive bar.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Dive bars.
There's a lot of dive bars that are cool hangs.
There's no gastro pubs in that area. I mean, maybe.
Oh, yeah, that's why you work in the industry. That's why you're throwing all these fucking terms at
me. My bad, y'all. I gotta bear with this
gastro,
guy at times.
Gastro world. I don't know. Yeah. Gastrophobia. I don't know.
Gastrointestinal.
Yeah. So you got anything to plug, man?
Come visit Frank's Restaurant,
mm-hmm.
Frank's Pizzeria.
Frank's Pizzeria, best pizza in the fucking town.
Midtown, USA.
Yes,
got
sir.
Got the homie Frank back here. You know what I mean? He'll be whipping it up.
Thank you for having us.
You know what I'm saying? Frank, yeah, always a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You see that?
Follow Frank's Pizza to get 5% off.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. So follow their Instagram page so you can come here and enjoy some great pizza.
You got a show coming up, Under the Boot?
No. I got a show coming out. I got a show this Saturday, the 25th, in Newark. If this comes out by then, come through, man. It's a place called The Meal. I'll post the flyer up on my Instagram. Follow me at Mostly Cuban on Instagram. I also have my other podcast called Diablo Radio. Follow Diablo Radio at Diablo Radio _. This has been Hut Post Talk. Thank you so much for listening. Episode 5.
Peace.
We love y'all. Peace.
Peace.